Now to Asheville, North Carolina, where the city council this week apologized for slavery and approved reparations for black residents there. The funding would go towards programs that increase career opportunities and home ownership for black Americans. It does not include direct payments. And Asheville is just one of a number of local governments taking up reparations. Councilwoman Shanika Smith supported the measure, and she joins us now. And Councilwoman, can you explain how this will work, how much money the council is talking about, and where it will go?
All of that is to be determined. I think this is a major celebration, but the victory is forthcoming. We have a lot to think about and think through, but I think just to count this as a celebration would be to mark that the city is taking full accountability for unjust practices during the times of slavery, its segregation, what is perpetuated through our criminal justice system. And it also calls on a lot of bodies throughout our city, a lot of institutions, a lot of nonprofits, who we are asking to join in on this apology and also inviting them to address racism within their own structure. The resolution is also powerful in that it calls on the state of North Carolina and the federal government to initiate policy making and provide possible funding and provide what we're pushing for, some type of funding measures for reparations at the state and the national level.
You told the Asheville Citizen Times that you received emails from people asking, why should we pay for what happened during slavery? How have you responded to those questions?
I have gracefully decided not to respond because they're multiple. There are a lot of emails, and it just shows that there is a lack of education in our country as it pertains to the institution of slavery and a lot of the programs that follow slavery, like your sundown laws, Jim Crow laws, the peonage camps. And several things that we learn through sometimes in our families and community enrichment programs, but it is vastly missing in our public education system.
Mm. William Darity is a professor of public policy at Duke University, and he told the New York Times that he's skeptical about local and piecemeal actions. He's calling for this broader acknowledgement and broader reparations, basically in the amount of $10 to $12 trillion. And we know lawmakers in Congress have tried and failed for many years. We're talking 2 to 3 decades to get a bill on reparations through. Do you see local municipalities taking on this action as a way to pressure the federal government to take this action?
I do. I think it is the local government taking personal responsibility, but then leaning on the father of it all, which would be the federal government, to actually aid and assist, and to hear the case of state government and the local repair needed. Asheville, North Carolina, has a very unique story as it pertains to slavery, but primarily in my heart, urban renewal. Urban renewal had a very devastating effect on Asheville. And historians have made a great case for reparations as it pertains to the decimation of home ownership, business districts, and future career opportunities that come from home ownership and having equity and having business opportunities. I think that's a very unique story here in Asheville. So us taking on this resolution and bringing on the what I'm calling the personal responsibility from the city of Asheville, I think it makes a better case when we step forward to call on the state and the federal government to take action.
This is such an enormous task to take on.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you all even begun starting to think about the timeline and when you want to start to see results from this action?
Well, the resolution kind of gives us a sneak peek into a timeline. Within the next year, there's going to be what they're calling a community reparations commission established. But I think that the conversation is so rich and the conversation is so intense right now. I hear a lot of solutions. I hear even a skepticism. I think it's all going to be at work to kind of put something together to present and kind of kickstart a conversation here.
That's Asheville Councilwoman Shanika Smith. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.